This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Diddy finally revealed photos of his new baby girl, Love, while defending his relationship with City Girls member Young Miami. Despite the new baby's mother being cybersecurity specialist Dana Tran, Diddy's current girlfriend was made aware that the baby was coming. Diddy stated on Twitter that Young Miami was no side chick. For now. At 76, Sylvester Stallone landed his first starring TV show role in the series Tulsa King. But the star, known for films like Rocky and Rambo, noted it isn't easy, saying, quote, "I can't believe that folks film multiple seasons of a show. I'll never say, this is a hard shoot again on a feature," unquote.
Adrian, I need a nap!
Cardi B and Offset showed off mountains of rap presents that couldn't even fit under her family's massive Christmas tree. "My goodness," she said in a video shared to her Instagram stories. "And Offset's bringing more f***ing gifts," she added, followed by a laugh. Offset also hosted a toy giveaway in his hometown of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Good for him. Damien Chazelle's Babylon, an awards hopeful with 5 Golden Globe nominations, has been a box office bust. The film, which stars Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie, had a budget of $78 million before marketing, but has only earned a paltry $5.4 million and has gotten a C-plus rating from audiences. Streaming in 5, 4, 3. Leonardo DiCaprio and Timothée Chalamet had dinner together at Bird Street Club in West Hollywood. The pair were seen pulling up with DiCaprio behind the wheel and Chalamet in the passenger seat. The duo previously starred together in the Netflix disaster comedy Don't Look Up. Wait, dinner together in West Hollywood? Let the gay rumors begin. That's So Raven alum Orlando Brown was arrested in Ohio for misdemeanor domestic violence. The former actor was apprehended after the Lima Police Department got a call about a fight in progress where Brown was accused of wielding a knife and a hammer in a threatening manner. A relative had let Brown stay with him to keep him out of a homeless shelter. That's some thanks. Christina Hack learned she has mercury and lead poisoning after experiencing some unexplained health stuff for years. The Flip or Flop alum revealed that her test results stem from all the years she spent renovating old houses. She said she's now detoxing through herbs and IVs, and then she may have her breast implants removed. Flip, flop, or sag? Chris Pratt was stung in the eye by a bee after being inspired by a female beekeeper on social media. Pratt says the beekeeper says things like, quote, "They're very calm today. I'm going to remove the bee. I'm going to use my bare hands to sift through the bees and look for the queen," unquote. So Pratt thought he could control bees too. Nope. Ouch. Meek Mill posted bail for 20 women so they could be with their families for the holidays. Reform Alliance, which Mill launched with Jay-Z in 2019, said the women were incarcerated and couldn't afford bail. Mill said he wanted to help because the holidays can be an extremely challenging time for families impacted by the criminal justice system. Oh, that's so nice. But what happens when they skip bail?
Idiot of the Week!
Tory Lanez was found guilty of charges related to the shooting of Megan Thee Stallion. An LA jury found him guilty of all 3 charges brought against him in the 2020 shooting. Lanez was convicted of assault with a semi-automatic firearm, discharging a firearm with gross negligence, and having a loaded, unregistered firearm in a vehicle. Idiot! Selling Sunset star Heather Rae Young, who is pregnant in her third trimester, has been placed on bed rest. House flipper Tarek El Moussa is the father. She gave her followers a health update, explaining that her sciatica pain had become unbearable. Sciatica is common during pregnancy, putting pressure on unstable joints and muscles, and can turn a calm person into Satan. Catherine Zeta-Jones, who plays Morticia Adams in the Netflix series Wednesday, has been raising her own version of Wednesday at home. She posted a throwback video of her now 19-year-old daughter, Karis, during a recital at her grade school wearing a striped shirt and smudged eyeliner as her classmates sang a meow song. Yeah, but did she then put a spell on her classmates? Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos' pay package in 2023 will match last year's plan with a total potential payout of $40 million. Reed Hastings, co-CEO and chairman, is also set to receive the same as he did in 2022, with a pay package worth approximately $35 million. So that's why my Netflix subscription is going up. CBS continues to be America's most watched television network. It has the top two comedies, Young Sheldon and Ghosts, and number one drama, FBI. Top-rated CBS News magazine 60 Minutes was the third most watched program overall, and Fire Country was the fall's biggest new show. Now they could just get their audience to stop dying. The Trash Bin. 90 Day Fiancé reality TV star Stephanie Matto was forced to shelve her lucrative farts in a jar enterprise due to a health scare, but returned in December to sell fart-filled Christmas ornaments. So she went from TV to selling her farts for $1,000 a pop. Doctors say her problems came from eating too many eggs and beans. Of course.
The news wrap-up.
TikTok has been banned on U.S. government devices. China's October domestic smartphone shipments fell 27%. The best thing the media could do right now is deprive Elon Musk of attention, says private equity firm Elevation Partners Roger McNamee. China has scrapped COVID quarantine rules for inbound travelers. Yeah, good luck.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Avatar, The Way of Water is still tops of the box office.
The number one album.
SZA, SOS, holds on to the top spot for the third week.
The number one app.
Yep, it's Candy Crush Saga. Again.
The number one book.
Michelle Obama's The Light We Carry is still the best-selling nonfiction book.
Ray is a British singer-songwriter who first entered the music scene in 2014. She has released a number of tracks, but is best known for the 2021 collaborative single with Joel Corey and David Guetta, Bed, which peaked at number 3 on the UK singles chart. In June of 2021, Ray released the single Call On Me, which was intended to serve as the lead single for her debut album, but that record was never released by her label Polydor Records, so she sued them to be released from her contract. Fast forward, Ray is an independent artist now and is happy she's free from that messy time. She's just dropped her new single, which we love. Here's Ray with the song of the week, Escapism.
Sleezing and teasing, I'm sitting on him. All of my diamonds are dripping on him. I met him at the bar, it was 12 or something. I ordered two more wines, cause tonight I want him. A little context if you care to listen. I find myself in a position. The man that I love sat me down last night and he told me that it's over, done decision. And I don't wanna feel how my heart is ripping. In fact, I don't wanna feel, so I stick to sipping. And I'm out on the town with a simple mission. In my little black dress and it's sitting. Cause I don't wanna feel how I did last night. I don't wanna feel how I did last night. Doctor, doctor, anything please. Doctor, doctor, have mercy on me. Take this pain away. Yes, give me my symptoms, doctor. I don't wanna feel.
That was Ray with the song of the week, Escapism. Happy New Year from all of us at LA Spins. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LA Spins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.